Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILF.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. You can listen to podcast segments or listen live on worldwide streaming, 1320WILS.com. Follow us on Facebook, The Jack and Tom Show, or Twitter, Jack and Tom 1320. Tom, our next guest joins us, I believe, from Bloomington, Indiana. I wonder if he's as nervous as you are.
I'm not so much nervous. I'm just really just in anticipation of what to expect today. I think this could be 100 points scored in this game. This thing might take 4.5 hours before it's over with because of all the scoring. That's what I think going in. Yet again, it might be 6-3. Who knows? I don't know.
Let's bring in our guest, John Borton of the Wolverine. Hello, John. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. And I would definitely take the over on that 6-3 score.
Yeah, after two drives.
Yeah, really. I mean, Jack is not convinced. I mean, I've been concerned about Michigan's defense.
Michigan by double digits.
You know, and we had Jamie Morris on last week, and he's saying, oh, they're young and everything, but I just don't think they're very good at the second and third levels. I mean, Obi Ezeay and frustrates to for me to watch him, and then Jonas Mouton, I'm hot and cold on. Sometimes he over pursues. He's out of the play. I mean, what are your take on that deep?
Yeah, I think Mouton in particular had one bad game, and he knows it. That Massachusetts game, he really struggled for whatever reason. I think he's played very well at times, including at Notre Dame. And you look at that secondary, and boy, I was looking at the two deep yesterday. You've got one senior playing, and he's a converted wide receiver, James Rogers at cornerback, who's not played started at that position before. Other than that, you've got all sophomores and a whole ton of freshmen. They've got a lot of room to grow up, and they need to start doing that. I talked to Ryan Van Bergen, the big defensive end, this week, and he said, hey, they've got four games under their belt. It's time we start to move forward. And that's what you have to hope to see today against somebody who's going to throw as much as Ben Chappell from Indiana.
All right. We're talking with John Borton of the Wolverine. And, John, you have seen Heisman Trophy winners in Ann Arbor. You watched Desmond Howard. You watched Charles Woodson. Have you ever seen an athlete in maize and blue have more impact on a game than Denard Robinson?
Oh, I don't know if I've ever seen anybody as absolutely dynamic that people want to see to that degree. And I mean, when Charles Woodson did his thing, you didn't know when it was going to come. When Desmond Howard did his thing, you weren't sure, because I mean, you could count on, okay, well, that kind of anticipation came on maybe punt returns, but you didn't know when they were going to throw to Desmond Howard. In this this deal, you've got the ball being snapped to Denard Robinson in there every play, and you're thinking, does he go all the way? What happens here? And so, yeah, it is a phenomenon, and you look at the number of times that he gets worked into the conversation. Any football game you watch these days, it seems like, on the college level or talk shows or whatever, quite a phenomenon.
John, you know, when you talk about Denard Robinson, I go back to that Ronnie Brown thing with the Miami Dolphins. You got a Ronnie Brown with a Wildcat who can throw, and the pressure that creates on a defense literally puts them on their heels. But always the issue is, and you hear, maybe I'm watching too much Jerry DiNardo and he seems to be anti-Michigan all the time. But I mean, wait till he plays the tough Big Ten teams, the Iowas and Wisconsins and Michigan State for that matter, on as far as the physicality that he's going to have to deal with. Not to get ahead of ourselves, but how much of an issue do you think that will be for Denard Robinson when he plays those types of teams?
I do not think that running through Big Ten defenses is going to be the same as running through Bowling Green. I will concede that right off the bat. At the same time, it's not like Denard Robinson has never seen a Big Ten defense. I mean, he was moving the ball quite well, thank you very much, late in the game at Iowa last year, until he made a bad decision because he was running a different play than everyone else. We had a talk about that early before the season started in a interview I did, he just didn't know the offense and what he was doing to the extent that he should have. And I think he's got that grasp now. And whereas, no, it's not going to be as easy as against Michigan State and against Iowa and against Ohio State as it has been, but he still possesses the types of skills that are going to give teams fits. And you still have that dynamic where he can both run and throw, and he can keep people off balance. So I think that he's going to still scare a lot of people once, you know, just a few hours when the Big Ten starts.
We're talking with John Borton, editor of The Wolverine, the Bible for Michigan fans. Tom, you don't have your Wolverine in front of you this week.
I sit at home, but I'm telling you what, I'm all over it. It's like the old press guide on steroids is what it is. It's good stuff, John. I want to commend you for that. And for, as your website is outstanding as well, because the passion for Michigan football is so consistent. Even when they're playing, like, even, you know, as far as on the message board. And then on the stadium, John, I mean, you're playing Bowling Green. That stadium was packed. It wasn't like Michigan State playing, Northern Colorado's empty seats. I mean, you got to admit, John, I mean, they're bringing it this year, the fan base.
109,000. They're loving the stadium upgrade. They're loving what, you know, they're hoping for the renaissance. But, you know, what I've heard is this, oh, hey, 4-0. Excitement about the quarterback, exactly like last year. But it's not. It's not like last year in so many ways. Denard Robinson is a step above what Tate Forcier was doing in terms of how dynamic and explosive he is. It's not the same because the offensive line has gotten a year older and stronger and advanced. You've developed so many more offensive weapons around. The missing part of the puzzle is the defense.
Yeah.
You know, if you
special
can get
teams,
this defense
need some work
average,
too.
And special teams. Yeah, that's the other huge worry right now.
But, John, you know, you talk about Denard Robinson and the speed factor, and there's no question. He may be as fast as any Michigan player I've seen. I think a Tyrone Wheatley was awfully fast as well. But he was fast last year, as you said. The difference is when I watch him hit wide-open receivers, a lot of times it's because of reads and because he is looking off the defense. He's had a couple receivers in their own county because he's looked off the defense.
Oh, absolutely. He knows what he's doing this year. He just didn't a year ago. He gave such a candid interview for that football preview that we did. I sat down with him and he said, look, I had only been here a few weeks. I didn't want to admit it at the time, but I wasn't ready. I didn't know where to go with the ball. I didn't know how to read defenses. And now he has worked so hard, and he has come along so far in those. You know, some of the favorite plays that you watch are the ones where he'll, as you said, look off a defender, or when he starts to run and pulls up and hits somebody on a slant. It's we've seen some wide open people because they have to respect that run.
But I think that the running back situation for Michigan, and we're speaking with John Borton of the Wolverine. John, I think the running back situation, the fact Fitz Toussaint is already hurt again. I mean, is he going to play today? Because I think I saw some great things out of him, and if they get some performance that running back slot, then look out offensively.
What's wrong with Michael Shaw?
Michael Shaw dinged up a knee last week,
up.
And he's out.
Yeah, both those kids are not going to play at all. Is that correct?
No. That is correct.
That hurts.
Shaw's big time.
Fitz
Toussaint's out. You're looking at a Vincent Smith, and he's had some nagging injuries as well. But what you have to have today is somebody like a Michael Cox or a freshman Stephen Hopkins step up and deliver some, because they are hurting at that position.
Right, right. That's where that Leroy Horde look-alike, you know, Hopkins. He could be a key. Key player for him.
Bigger back, right?
Yeah, he's big. He's the old style bow type running back.
Well, you got the best running back in the nation statistically. He just happens to
that
be
doesn't hurt.
The quarterback
yeah.
right now. So.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to wait for somebody to hand it off to him.
John, I wanted to ask you one question. We're not that far away from the start of basketball season. Something tells me that the success of this football program, if they can get a couple more wins, might take some of the heat off the basketball program. On the other hand, I guess you could say if you've got success in football, maybe it casts more attention on basketball and why it can't be back the way it used to be.
Yeah, I think that no matter how you look at this season, it's as far as Michigan fans are concerned, or as far as the expectations nationally from quote unquote experts, this is just a growing.
This is a train wreck, John.
Year for Michigan basketball.
This is a horrific year. We're on the threshold, John. Let's be honest.
You're going to watch and see where they go. You're going to see them improve. They are not going to, I don't see this team as challenging for much more than a 500 record if they can get there. But what you're building into is for next year, basically. And, nobody likes to hear that, but that's kind of where you're at, especially when Manny Harris decided to follow Deshaun Sims out the door.
Yeah. John, have you seen Glenn Robinson III?
I've seen him, not extensively. No, he's got a little bit different game than Dad, which is not bad. But you wouldn't mind having another Glenn Robinson.
Do you know why? And I don't know the answer to this question. Do you know why Purdue decided not to recruit him?
I don't know exactly what they're looking for, and then no, I haven't heard in terms of. Why in particular they passed on him.
Well, but, you know what, John? I don't know if he's that much of a cat. I mean, Valpo was going after him. I mean, Michigan had to beat out some quote-unquote mid-majors or below for him. And that's where I'm going to be candid. That's where I get frustrated with Michigan basketball is that I don't have any hope. I don't have any. I see that nice addition, on the eastern side of Chrysler, and that's going to help for recruiting. But I just get frustrated now. Beeline's going into what is third year, fourth year mm-hmm. coming up here, and I was expecting the meter to be moved up a little bit better than it is, and it's looking like it's going south on us as opposed to north.
Yep. Well, I mean, I'll give you some basics as to there is a segment of player that Beeline won't get, will never get. Because the price tag's too high. He's not going to cheat, period.
And so, other teams are cheating to get that kind of guy?
All I'm saying to you is if you won't go into gray areas, if you will not cross lines, there is a level of player that you won't touch, and Beeline won't touch those players. Now, beyond that, he's always been kind of known for trying to seek out guys that he can develop and fit into his what he does, and that's what he has to go for. At the same time, he's acknowledged he hasn't recruited as well as he'd like to this point because, you look at that staff, the guys that were with him last year are gone, and they've been replaced by other assistant coaches.
Yeah, and if you talk to John Beeline, I think everyone agrees he's a classy guy. He's not going to be going after DeMar Dorsey. He's not going to be going after some other guys.
I like that part of it.
But, John, as irritated as Tom gets with Michigan basketball, when Michigan beats Ohio State and then goes to the Rose Bowl, he won't even care about Michigan basketball.
No,
because he'll be on a football high until he gets your next preseason.
I can run that for 8 months to the August issue of the Wolverine.
Yeah, you can
and
live
I'm
off
good,
that.
And I'm good.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Hey, John, thanks so much for joining us. And what's the weather like in Bloomington?
Well, it's kind of chilly right now, and there's a little hint that there might be some rain in the area. So we'll see how it develops as we get later in the afternoon. But it's colder than they were expecting. They were talking 50s here.